Okay, good morning, everybody. We're up to Ms. Markov Chaf Gimel, the fourth of the Shirei Hamalos. And it touches on the theme, which I think is a little bit harder for us as American Jews to relate to, but it was not at all foreign, sadly, to the Jewish experience, is a kind of a sense of near helplessness when faced with the denigrations of the world. It wasn't just the persecution and the anti-Semitism, but there's another dimension which the Rav developed so magnificently. His Kol Dodi Dofek, that the State of Israel's birth gave Jewish people a sense of pride after having been so horrifically denigrated for generations, centuries, and millennia. And that's referenced here in this relatively brief mizmor. Hinei avadim al yad Adonaihem. We reach out to you, God, as an eved reaches to his master, kenei shivchal yad gevirta, as the maidservant reaches to her mistress, with a sense of total contingency and dependency and unabashed vulnerability. So we have that word three times. Ad shiachonenu, chonenu, Hashem ad chonenu. That's always treat us with grace freely, from the language of matanas chinam, not because we've earned it, but because we're desperate for your salvation. Kirab savanu vuz, because we are sated. We've had as much denigration, like vayivez esav es habechora, that we could possibly sustain. We simply cannot sustain any more denigration, any more humiliation. Rabat savala nafshenu halag hashananim, those who are malegim, who mock us, who are so comfortable, they are amongst those who are sha'ananim. And the Targum Yonasan of the sha'ananim is the shalvin. They have tranquil lives. They have lives of serenity. And we suffer so terribly at their hands. Habuz lege'eyonim, again, bizayon, the humiliations of those who are characterized by ga'ava. Ge'eyonim, the Mitzudah Sion says, Ga'ava and Ona'a, they are arrogant and thus they oppress from arrogance. And the Targum Yonasan here being Shalvin, the Shananim, those who live lives of Shalva, it certainly brings to mind the plaintive, lamenting Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah says, Anu lo biyadenu lo mishalvas harishoy ve'af lo miyisri hatzadikim. We simply cannot explain that God sometimes appears to be dispassionate and removed at a great distance. And as it concerns, you know, people who are clearly Rishayim, wicked, evil, violent, aggressive people, they live in Shalva and Sadikim, it's even more confounding. It's one thing if God just wants to be extra nice, but at least righteous people should experience some of that. V'af lo miyisri hatzadikim. Certainly we have no grasp, we have no understanding, we have no ability to relate to the suffering, to explain or justify the suffering of the righteous. So thank God, these sentiments, even though of course there is still anti-Semitism and there is still prejudice and there is still inexplicable suffering, but this sense of being humiliated and this sense of being denigrated and having to suffer not just the violent persecutions of our neighbors, but their mocking of the Jews, their sense that the Jew was trampled upon, it was a caricature of weakness and vulnerability. Thank God that this is something that, for many of the people listening at home, you'll remember this transition, the State of Israel. Certainly 1967 was a very big part of this. It changed the basic psyche of the Jewish people, but it's not that long ago, from a historical perspective, that there was a sense of helplessness and a sense of having been deflated and demoralized. Like when Moshe finds the Jewish people, Torah tells us, "V'lo shamu al Moshe mikotzer ruach mi'avodah kasha." Their souls and spirits themselves had been crushed. And we're so fortunate to be living in a time which is not without its challenges, to be certain, but we don't have an emotional register for this sense of helplessness. Hinei chedei avadim al yad adunehem, kenei shivchal yad givirta, kenei neinu Hashem alokeinu ad shiachonenu. We can relate to this mizmor from a very different perspective today. And it really fills us with a sense of gratitude in the recent arc of Jewish history. Everybody have a wonderful day.